News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Several states are coming under fire from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over their attempts to pass more restrictive voting laws. She says the Supreme Court's recent striking down of a key part of the Voting Rights Act will disenfranchise minority and young voters. Clinton spoke Monday at the American Bar Association gathering in San Francisco. Expect more chilling testimony today in the Fort Hood shooting trial. Nadal Hassan being court-martialed for that 2009 attack that left 13 people dead and dozens more wounded. A rodeo clown being banned by the Missouri State Fair over a stunt directed at President Obama. The clown put on an Obama mask while the announcer asked the crowd if they wanted to see the president run down by a bull. The commission banned him for life for the Saturday spectacle. Closer to home, Grand Rapids police say a former Wisconsin Rapids police officer accused of child sex crimes has committed suicide. We get more from Raymond Newper.
Former police officer Stephen Lowe was found dead in Grand Rapids Monday morning in the back of his truck. Earlier this month, Lowe had been taken off the job and then resigned after state investigators accused him of posing as a girl online to get nude photos of teenage boys. The Wood County coroner pronounced Lowe dead at the scene. No other information has been released. An autopsy is set for Tuesday morning. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
The man accused of killing a Plover woman a week ago and leaving her body in a partially burned vehicle will be in court this afternoon for a bond hearing. 32-year-old Jose Luis Flores was arrested for allegedly killing 36-year-old neighbor Jamie Koch at the apartment building they both lived in Plover. Investigators believe Koch died of strangulation, but the official autopsy results have not been released. Waupaca County Sheriff Brad Hardell was one of the investigators at the remote farm field where Koch's body was found in a partially burned vehicle. He says no weapon was involved in Koch's death. The teenager from Rhinelander accused of stabbing his mother and mother's boyfriend has entered not guilty pleas in court. 17-year-old Michael Tim was allegedly involved in an altercation with the couple when he was 16 last December after being told his use of the internet was restricted. Authorities claim Tim attempted to stab the man with a folding buck knife, and his mother got between them. Both adults were injured in the attack. The judge ruled Tim would be tried as an adult for first-degree attempted homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. Sentencing was yesterday for the former Marathon County probation agent whose addiction to painkillers cost her more than her job. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
41-year-old Kim Hainish was convicted of taking prescription painkillers from people she supervised as a parole agent. That led to felony theft charges and misconduct in office charges. The state's pre-sentence investigation suggested 18 months in prison. An alternative report from the defense suggested probation without prison. Judge Ann Knox Bauer scolded Hainish for her actions and betraying the trust of the public. She sentenced Hainish to 18 months at the Cheetah Correctional Institute near Fond du Lac, followed by 2 years extended supervision and 7.5 years probation. She must also undergo substance abuse treatment and counseling while in prison. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The man accused of stealing from the Plover Walmart and leading cops on a high-speed chase to Wisconsin Rapids is in custody. 31-year-old Justin Habeck turned himself into Wood County deputies over the weekend and was transferred to Portage County. Court Commissioner David Warzala ordered Habeck held on a $2,500 cash bond. If he does post bond, he is to have not have any contact with the Walmart in Plover. And the new Lisbon woman is hospitalized after a two-car crash in Port Edwards this past weekend is getting better. 41-year-old Lucia Randalls was flown from the scene by Spirit Air Saturday night after being extracted from the wreckage. She was in critical condition. Hospital officials confirm she's been upgraded to serious condition and is making progress. The crash happened around 6:30 at Highway 54 and Swanson Road. The other driver, 73-year-old Edwin Meyer of Marshfield, did not receive life-threatening injuries. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.